Testing.
Hello, my name's Paul from the Environmental Office Agency. How's your day been so far?
Yeah, pretty good, mate.
That's good to hear. We were actually in touch with your company some time ago when we were talking about a new range of like laser toners and ink cartridges and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
And we were just thinking about producing those here in Australia. Anyway, the reason for my call today is just to thank your company for helping us.
No problem. How did we help you?
About 7 to 9 months ago, so we did a survey over the phone on how to improve our products, and somebody answered some questions for us. So we're getting back to those people. We're sending them complimentary gift vouchers.
Terrific.
Which is just our way of expressing goodwill for the future.
Excellent.
Now, if I could just get your full name so I can mark it for your attention.
Yeah, my name is Andrew.
Andrew.
G-L-U-T-N-O-I-S-E.
G-L-U-T-N-O-I-S-E. I-S-E. Okay, you get to choose, too. You get one from Myers, David Jones, Big W, Woolworths, and Max Slinger.
Not bad. How much?
I think it's like 10, 15 bucks. I don't know.
All right.
So which one did you like, Max Liquor, Myers, David Jones?
You don't have it at, like, Fifi's Massage Parlor. It's just down the road from me, do you?
Excuse me, at a massage parlor?
Yeah, I mean, I'd really like to go, like visit some girl or something like that.
Oh, meet up with a girl, yeah. We don't have that.
Okay.
But if we did, I would probably take that.
Okay.
Too.
Okay, what have you got that kind of left of center? I've been banned from Myers, so I can't go in there. I was just hanging around in the lingerie department a bit much.
Those are like the main ones for the gift voucher.
All right.
But on the back of the gift voucher, it'll say some other stores that you could use it in. So, like, for example, like if you get Woolworths, it'll say like a whole bunch of stuff on the back that you could use it in, but I don't
know. Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Or if you say
Woolworths, they've got lots of different companies. Maybe they own a like sex shop as well.
Yeah. Just like Max Liquor, like somebody else that owns.
That's what they call me too, Max Liquor. That's what I like to do, mate.
That's what I'm thinking I'm going to have to give you.
All right, mate, I'm going for Max Liquor.
All right, Max Liquor. All right, sounds like a plan. Okay. So what is this? Is a funny shop, right? Hold on, where did I just call?
No, I wanted to go to a sex shop.
Oh, a sex shop?
Like a massage parlor, but you don't seem to be, too accommodating in that. $15, I don't know how much you'd get. Probably just a kind of a look.
I mean, in Sydney, you can go to like a place called King's Cross, and you pay like $3, you get in, you get to see strippers.
You're all right.
Yeah.
Hey, I could go 5 times.
You can go 5 times.
Actually,
yeah.
Well, let me put it another way. I can come 5 times. Hey, we won't go down that path.
We won't go down that
path. Where are you? You're not Australian.
Yeah, I'm American. I'm in Sydney, but I came into Australia a couple weeks ago, and I'm just working.
Are you an illegal immigrant?
No, I was born here.
Bullshit, I bet you haven't even got a visa.
No, I got a visa.
Mate, I'm going to get onto the bloody immigration department. I'm going to have you sent to bloody Philippines or somewhere.
Dude, for real, I'm always born here.
All right. Don't sound like it, mate. You don't sound like me.
Yeah.
But if I went to America and I said I was born there, I don't reckon they'd believe me.
No. But it's like this, okay, when I was real young, I moved to America and I just came back a couple weeks ago.
I'll take your word for it. I was the Prime Minister, and I would have got him onto your other words.
All right. Actually, sir, I won't take much more of your time. But
no, it's lucky, because I think I'm running out of tape. Keep going.
All right. We decided to manufacture the cartridges here in Australia.
That's about bloody time, so instead of sending all these jobs offshore. Keep going.
All right. And our products are going to be available in shops or by your regular suppliers.
That's good.
They're called Laser Sense Range.
I'm listening.
You get up to from 30% to 70% more ink.
Than what?
Than any other cartridge on the market right now.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to do some measuring.
Okay.
I'm going to do quantitative evaluation here.
Okay, yeah, you could do that because we guarantee at least 30%.
Okay, and what's the basis of the guarantee? What, do I get my money back? Do you double my money back?
Yes, sir, you get all that. Our cartridges are the only ones on the market that are high yield, which contain a written guarantee inside every single box.
You're a girl like that, but keep going.
Our cartridges are guaranteed for 7 years.
Joke, mate. Get a written guarantee in every box. Keep going.
Our guarantees last for 7 years against just one for virtually any other supplier.
What? So hang on. What if it empties after 3 months? It's under warranty, is it?
Excuse me, sir.
I can send it back.
Oh, no.
You said 7 years.
Oh, no, we guarantee them for 7 years.
Who's ever heard of a print cartridge lasting 7 years?
That's like, okay, for example, if you buy like 5 at a time, And then, you know how, like, some people only use, like, two a year? And then, and they'll buy, like, three.
Sounds like me and condoms, but get on, yeah.
All right, okay, that's how it works. If your cartridge ever broke, dried out, or leaked, if anything were to happen to your cartridges, you send them to us, we replace them for you.
You've got a script, haven't you?
No.
Okay.
If anything ever happens to your cartridges, we'll replace them for you. Not only that, while using our cartridges, if anything ever happens to your printer, we fix that for you. If it's not fixable, then we buy you a new printer.
Cool. Well, a new printer the same, or like you? Because I've got like a color laser printer that's worth about $10,000. Would you buy? You wouldn't buy me like a $100 inkjet.
No. We buy you the exact same printer.
Okay, just sure.
As I said, we will be in full production in a few weeks. But in the meantime, our directors here have allowed us to set up a special factory account list for the people who helped us.
Wow.
At a special discount of 25% against the full factory price.
Woohoo!
Which will be frozen for the next 2 years. That doesn't mean you're on contract. It just means you will be able to purchase from us in the future at a permanently low discounted price.
Man, I'm excited.
Yeah, this is exciting, huh? We do, and you know what? The girl next to me, she's hot. So, yeah.
Would you take my $15 voucher?
Maybe. I could ask her for you.
We just went over and asked her.
All right. hold on. This guy wants to know if you want to take his $10, $15 voucher. For where, she asks.
Oh, I don't know. I'd say below the belt.
And she said, he asked below the belt. And she says she doesn't get it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now I do realize everyone does carry a certain amount of stock.
Yeah. We've got 7 years of stock here, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Just to establish those on the factory account list, what we are doing is we're sending out an intro pack of just a couple of our new laser toners or ink cartridges or whatever they may be.
Oh, yeah? What? Like a sample?
Yeah, you can consider them a sample, but they're not really, because we're giving them at a special discounted price.
Oh, yeah?
So it doesn't really interfere with your stock situation, but it does give you a chance to compare our cartridges with the ones you've been using.
Okay.
And this will enable me to set up that special factory account in your company name.
Right. This is a hard sell, but keep going.
I'm not asking you to outlay any money. I'm just asking you to compare our cartridges with the ones that you've been using.
Oh, cool. Okay.
By the way, what model printers are you mainly using?
It's a Xerox.
It's a Xerox.
Yeah, Xerox printers?
Yeah, Xerox. What kind of Xerox?
Well, hang on, I've got to walk out onto the factory floor, mate.
All right.
And out of the way here, I'm doing some business. Yeah. No, I'll come and fix that later. Sorry, mate. I'm doing some really heavy business. Yeah, no. Well, yeah, I'll try those checks later. Sorry, mate. It's a Xerox Phaser 3110. Okay, how much?
A Xerox?
Yeah, Phaser. P-H, not F. P-H, Phaser. 3110. Mate, we better make this quick. I'm running out of tape.
3110?
Yeah.
All right, for this particular model, I'm going to have to go down to the warehouse. I'll call you back maybe like tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, okay, cool.
Or would you like me to call you back later?
No, about tomorrow. That'd be good. I'll just give me a comparative price and I'll be happy.
All right, then.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.